died and pleaded God that I could not match the well-educated sermons that preachers preach. But he said, don't worry, the Holy Ghost will be with you. I took that faith and I ran with it. Here is the sermon, a deathbed sermon. Go and tell them that I am the Lord. Go and tell them that I am the Lord. Don't take down. Preach it instant, in season and out of season. That was the Holy Spirit leading me.
People wonder why I preach the way I preach. And I want to go back just a few years, 1971, when I was a man in the likeness of Paul, who simply rejected Jesus and was persecuting him and the church. God allowed me to go through some chastisement. And I was struck down while I was in the military with over 240,000 volts of electricity. Paul was hit by a light and he went blind. This turn hit me and I repented before death. After that, I died in the hospital, according to the doctors. But yet, the blood is still running warm in my veins. And I hear them say to me on my deathbed, as I laid there for over a year and a half, go tell them, I am the Lord. I want you to turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians. Everybody to have their Bible. Stand on your feet. And I want you to turn to Ephesians 4 and 4. Everybody have it? Say amen. Here in Ephesians 4 and 4, it said, there is one body, one spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. You may be seated. If you allow me this morning to speak to you from the theme, go and tell them that I am the Lord. Go and tell them that I am the Lord. Now, this is my witness. I can't stand in nobody else's shoes, but I have to speak what is given to me. Amen. And that spirit laid there, and the gospel of the New Testament came to my spirit as I laid there and preached on my back for a solid year, trying to find a way out of preaching and teaching this gospel, as all of us go through when God calls us to go forward. Lord, I can't preach. He said, don't worry about it. I'll give you what to say in that hour. Lord, I'm uneducated. I don't have all those degrees. Just don't worry about it. I'm going to give you the HG, the Holy Ghost. That's going to be enough to sustain you. But I took that faith and I ran with it. But thousands and thousands of people all over the earth today are still trying to seek out who Jesus is. His disciples were taught by him over 3 years. As he mentioned some statements of who he was here in John 10:30, when he said, if you've seen me, I and my Father are one. And if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. They called him a blasphemer. They said he was blaspheming. You see, the disciples showed a lack of faith that when he was sold out by Judas for 30 pieces of silver, and was allowed to be brought up to the Sanhedrin court for trial. Every one of the men that called themselves godly men fleed him. Old cursing Peter denied him three times before the cock crowed. Can you imagine selling your soul for 30 pieces of silver? I said, Peter denied him, and all of the other disciples went and hid someplace. I'm going to speak to the male chauvinist men. The women were the one that stood by his side. Yes. It was in Caesarea Philippi where Jesus, as his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? The answer? Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah. Or one of the prophets of God. Because the word tells us that that didn't come from you, Peter. Not with all the knowledge you got, but it was given to you by the Holy Spirit to identify who I am. I ask you a question today. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is? You know that we can't even correct our children in the right way to go today if we don't know who the Lord is? How can we tell them and we don't know? So that's when Jesus asked that direct question. And it's pointing to you and I today, that same question. Who do you say Jesus Christ, the Lord, is? We know that many don't know today because we see prayer already removed from our schools, denying the Lord. Now we are about to lose the laws of the land that he gave us through the Ten Commandments. He gave us those laws and told us as Christians to uphold them and obey them. Laws like don't kill. Obey your mother and your father. Don't go out and steal. These are laws that God gave our forefathers to our leadership in the communities, in the states, in the colleges, to put them forth and then obey them. And then teach our children in their upcoming and they're going down when the sun rises and when the sun sets. Teach them that I am the Lord. How close are we to that today? Not too close to that obedience as we see young people dying out faster than we older generations. It's a sad thing when we roll two young men up in less than a week to eulogize them, when they haven't even begun to start to live. And now they say, take the Ten Commandments out of school. I'm here to tell you that during my day, when they had all that in the school that was from God's word, I didn't see a whole lot of killing going on like I see today. I just didn't see it. Matter of fact, the fear of God was embedded in me so great that I didn't want to do hardly nothing that I thought was wrong. But today, there is no fear. We have gone astray. And I want to tell you that God today is still speaking through his nation. The earthquake and the hurricane is not by no mistake. God is still speaking. When sin is rampant in the land, God speaks. thousands are dying at the one time, and we see the end time prophecy coming to pass. In the last days, earthquakes in diverse places. We can see God moving by his right hand because of disobedience and sin. Amen. But let's move on. The cross is to be free. The Bible says, whosoever cometh after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus, my friends, is the Lord. And to follow Jesus, your cross is not going to be so easy. He's already suffered for every one of us. Is your cross too hard to bear? Are you willing to lay down your life for the cause of Christ? I think I asked the question in the Bible class one day. How many are ready to go to see Jesus? And if my class were verified, I didn't see too many hands. I will leave this with you today. If I am not ready, I will make sure I am. Because no man knows the day nor the hour when he's coming back. And don't wait for a great lifting up of the church, because every day somebody leaves here. Today could be my day. Tomorrow could be your day. But when it happens, that's the end of time for you. There is no more chance of receiving him after death. Amen? Today is the day of salvation. Do we go and tell men today about Jesus? The Bible says here in Philippians 2 and 11 that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. What must we teach our children? That Jesus is the Lord. He is alive today just like he was yesterday. He's alive and well. The Bible said at the name Jesus, every knee should bow. Every cultist activity, an organization got to bow down. Mohammed, you got to bow down. Every knee got to bow before the Lord. Allah, you got to bow down one day. Men are going around today teaching and preaching another gospel. But somebody to tell you today, atheism got to bow down before the Lord. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto him unless you come through him, come through that door. Satan worshipers, one day you got to bow. Palm readers, you got to bow down. Astrologists, if you're believing in the signs, you got to bow down. Buddha, I don't care what your knees are made out of, you got to bow down. Evolutionists, horoscope readers, one day you got to bow down. Yes, Lord. Jesus is the Lord. One day, if you're not right in your life, we're going to meet that judgment. Every knee is going to bow and give an answer for the deeds that were done down here on earth. Yeah, payday is surely coming. Jesus is the only hope for glory, and he is the only way whereby man can be saved. Go and tell them that I am the Lord. Yes, I hear Thomas say, as he was talking to the Lord. My Lord and my God. See, I want to tell you that the word Lord means God. Old Webster will even tell you that. The word Lord means God. And a lot of people call on the Lord and don't know who they're calling on. Because I hear Jesus said, many say, Lord, Lord. When you say Lord with that big L, the capital L, you're talking about Jesus. He came to give life to those that were dead. He came to redeem men from their sins. He came as our sacrificial lamb. He came to lay down his life for a friend. I realized I had a friend in Jesus. He came to die for the whole world. And the Bible says, while we were yet sinning, Christ died for us. I heard the word say in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. I suppose that those disciples, when they were still in darkness, couldn't handle that statement. Emmanuel, God with us. Who is he? God manifested in the flesh. He was God in Christ, manifested. You see, there's none other that can come and die for the human race. If Jesus was only a human and just the Son of God, our salvation is in vain. I said, if Jesus was just the Son of God, he was not able or capable to save us. Because now you declare him as a man and only a man. If he was God as well.